Making a difference in our community, this is Tony Bendel. Tony, thanks for being an outstanding volunteer and joining us today. Tony, let's start with, I know you've done a lot of work with the Legion, air show things. You've just been involved so much in communities, not only here, but elsewhere. But I think one of the areas that we really recognize, and that's with your fire extinguishers for Cindy.
Everybody knows what happened to Cindy Devine. It was October 2nd, 2020, on her way to work in London around 5:30 p.m., was hit head-on by an impaired driver. Her car went into the ditch. Many people had stopped trying to get her out. Cindy survived the initial crash, but unfortunately a fire broke out in the car, and, you know, she lost her life that day. Many people witnessed it. It affected, you know, many, many people, and I thought after that, Cindy was a very good friend of mine for quite a few years, and I just thought, how could I make a difference? Try to save somebody else from this horrific way of going, but in a way I could honor her. You know, just it was kind of a personal thing for me. So we started the extinguisher program where we would, basically the campaign is to have a new law passed in Canada where fire extinguishers are a part of your vehicle. So like when you go for your safety, that will be part of the safety regulation.
You've done so many other efforts in volunteering. I think you may have touched on this, but why is this one so critical, so key to you?
Just more of the personal connection with Cindy and, you know, her family I knew and how she perished. I can't even fathom in my own mind if my wife was to be taken out on the highway somewhere, survive the crash and be talking to people, but just pinned in the car. And then a fire consumes them. I don't think we could understand the horror that person would have to go through. And not just the people that witnessed it. I mean, you know, it just didn't affect this one family. It's a very personal thing that I absolutely tears my heart apart to think of the way she died. I don't care who you are. Nobody needs to go like that. And it also ties into the impaired driving laws, which we've also been pressing. They got to get stricter on impaired driving.
Is there one area we haven't touched on that you really feel personally is a great accomplishment?
I'm deeply touched by how far the extinguisher program has come. The cooperation from the media has been outstanding. For a lot of years, I also did some media stuff from my Rogers TV days and my own business that I had. I've done radio. I've made a lot of friends over the years in the media industry. When this all started, I have a file that I kept up in my computer for media contacts, and I fired them out. I wrote a general letter, sent it, and within a day, they started coming back. The Roy Green Show in Toronto was fantastic. I've known Roy for a long time. That was the major network. Went across Canada. We started getting phone calls from Germany, France, Australia, New Zealand, other radio stations. Saw it on Facebook too. But a lot of them, I don't know where they caught the feed, were intrigued. I had residents, just normal people in Italy. A lady had sent me through Facebook, said that she saw everything on there and said she really would like to try and start a program over there. But to me personally, I am more proud of my Legion connection and the veterans. I have a deep love for our vets. Anybody that served, currently serving, past, lost their lives, whatever. Those are true heroes. I've always said if I was running this country, any veteran would never have to worry about housing or medications, any of that. I think that's the least that we could give them.